William Hill's In Play Radio.
Hello, you're listening to William Hill's In Play Radio. I'm Michael Wood, and join me on the line to preview tomorrow's Shanghai Masters snooker is our snooker expert, Ian McCulloch. How are you, Ian?
I'm very well, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, great, thanks. We've got some great action for tomorrow. How much are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, it's one of the big ones, isn't it? It's the biggest tournament they have in China, the Shanghai Masters. I think it's maybe only second to the International Championships, which is later on in the year. And I think it shows what sort of importance it has that Ronnie's entered it.
Yeah, well, speaking of Ronnie O'Sullivan, he's playing tomorrow. I mean, that's some game, isn't it?
He's been having quite a tough draw, actually. He plays Alan McManus, and McManus is in very, very good form at the moment.
And Ronnie O'Sullivan is 1-9 for the win. Alan McManus is 5-1. How do you see it?
Well, I think 1-9 is far too short to back. I mean, McManus got the quarterfinals of the World Championships at the end of last season, and he started this season off really, really well. He's got a chance of getting back into the top 16. And the thing is, we're backing Alan McManus. You're backing one of the golden rules in snooker, is you're backing a trier. And I think I'd be more in tempted to back the 5-1 with a view to trade out. If McManus gets a frame in front, or a couple of frames in front, just trade out.
Can you see it being quite a tough game for Ronnie O'Sullivan?
Yeah, well, I mean, Ronnie's never liked when players make it difficult for him, as Mark Selby did in that World Final, and there's nothing worse than playing a trier who is playing well, like McManus is at the moment, and Ronnie will want to get that game out of the way pretty comfortable, to be honest. But McManus will obviously, you know, he'll want to get stuck in and make it as difficult as possible, and I think one thing for certain, Alan won't be afraid of winning.
And looking at the total match frames, we've got 5-2 for over 7 frames. I mean, how many do you see happening?
I could see it definitely being 5-3 either way. So, I mean, you've got 8 frames there. So, if you're over 7.5 or over 7 frames, there's a little bit of value there.
And let's move on to some of our other games for tomorrow. Let's have a little look. We've got Michael White versus Nia Zhuang. Michael White is 1-9. Nia Zhuang is 5-1. How do you see that going?
Tough game to call, that, to be honest. Michael White, he's very, very... I'm not a big fan of backing Michael White, to be honest. He's very, very in and out. He's either very, very good or he's very, very bad. So it's one I'd stay away from.
In terms of total match frames, again, how do you see that happening? Do you think it'll be quite a lot, or do you think it'll be quite a tight one?
Again, it's a tough one to call because, you know, Michael White is the sort of player who can turn up and blow you away 5-0, and he's also the sort of player who can turn up and get beat 5-0, so he's a little bit of a minefield match for me, that one.
In terms of Zhuang, I mean, he's a bit of an unknown. Do you think he can cause a surprise in this game?
Yeah, I don't see why not. He's more than good enough to do that. It's just a real smelly match to bet on.
And I'm going to look at a few other games. One that's just caught my eye is Li Hang versus Chen Zifan. Li Hang is 4-9, Chen Zifan is 13-8. How do you see that?
Li Hang's a very, very good player, one of the Chinese players. All the Chinese players are very, very good players. Obviously, they're on home territory. They all want to do well. So again, it's another tough match to call. 4-9. It's not too short. It's backable at that price, but it's still a very tough match.
And what, in terms of people who are going to watch this game, what do you think we can expect from these two?
I think Li Hang's greater experience might come to bear there, to be honest. And I'd expect him to use it. So I'd expect him to win and maybe win with a little bit in hand, maybe 5-2, 5-3.
And in terms of the total match frames again, do you think there'll be quite a lot, or do you think, again, it might just be over and done quite quickly?
Yeah, 7 or more, something like that.
Let's have a look at another game for us. We've got Liang Wenbo versus Yang Bingtao. Liang Wenbo is 3-10. Yang Bingtao is 12-5. That's quite an intriguing matchup, isn't it?
Yeah, it's another one of the wildcard matches. And Wenbo, you know, he's faltered a little bit the last few years, Wenbo. He got into the top 16 and then he fell like a stone and dropped back to about 40-odd in the rankings. But, he slowly but surely he's turning it around, and it's a game I'd expect him to win.
You say he's had a bit of an up and down career. I mean, this is a great opportunity for him to, you know, make his mark again.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's only a wild card match. Obviously, if he wins his wild card match, then he's going to come up against a seeded top 16 player, which he's more than capable of beating. But, you know, again, it's a game I'd expect him to win. And again, his bigger match experience should tell.
And Yang Bingtao, I mean, again, I'm not quite sure about him. Can he catch him by surprise?
They can, because all these Chinese players are good players, more than capable of winning, and obviously they're on home ground, so they've all got that extra incentive to try harder. So yeah, they've all got a chance of winning.
And in terms of our snooker fans, I mean, what would be your best bet for tomorrow?
If I was going to have a bet tomorrow, I mean, I think McManus is a great price at 5-1, just full stop. But maybe a little bit of that 5-1. And if Allen does end up getting a couple of frames in front, the prices will change to do a bit of in running and just trade out and back the other way and get a bit of small profit.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.